Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have our mouse chatters, Steve, Lauren, Sharpie, and Chris. Welcome.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
It's the ducky.
Why are you excited?
It's Disney. We could talk about Disney for at least 20 minutes to maybe an hour.
You're so phony. You never get excited over anything.
He's doing his little bouncy thing.
Love it.
He's like bouncing in his chair.
He only gets excited over like pastries and stuff.
Disney pastries. I might go to Hong Kong Disneyland.
Stop it.
In January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really? As a stopover to Australia.
Where are you going to stay? Did you decide where to stay?
It must be rough.
I might stay. I don't know. I emailed Disneyland Hong Kong yesterday, and of course they haven't.
And they said, "Hi, Steve. How's it going?"
They were like, "Oh, Mouse Chat. We're just gonna ignore any emails you send us." So they probably will never return my email. But if they do, I let them know.
Are you trying to get a freebie?
Well, I was saying, "Hey, I was going to come in. I'd like to record and
get some tours and first class treatment."
I mean, it'd be nice if I could at least get a park ticket, but we'll see. But probably not. But anyway, either way. It looks like I can get a flight that stops in Hong Kong, so I'll go to Hong Kong, go to Disneyland.
I think you should definitely stay there. And you have to try. Remember, we had that one woman on the show, and she shared all her pictures of the cute little dim sum.
I saw the dim sums. They're super cute.
Those are adorable. You got to do it.
The little alien dim sums.
You know, dim sum, that's going to tie into our topics tonight.
Really?
Remember that.
Yes.
Are we going to turn the lights down? Are we going to dim some?
Oh, we could.
Sharpie.
Sorry.
Are we going to sing Donna Summer next?
Summer Donna. Yeah. We're going to let that simmer.
Do I need to start over?
But hopefully I can go, and I'll take lots of pictures, lots of video, go to Mystic Manor, go to Grizzly Gulch, I think it is. The new, like, kind of Big Thunder Mountain-esque roller coaster. They got a bunch of cool little things that are different over there, so we'll see. But yes, let's get on with the show.
Okay. All right, today is going to be a news show. We've got lots of new stuff going on around Disney, and we're going to get started with Lauren. First topic. Do you know where to start?
I don't know which one you want me to start with. Can I pick the one I want to start with?
You know what? You can.
Okay, cool. So Disney PhotoPass service is going to be simplifying the access to the different photos for attractions. So supposedly in Magic Kingdom, when you, say, go on Splash Mountain, you're not going to have to do anything when you get off the ride. It's going to automatically link up to your Magic Band. They're going to be doing this in all four parks at some point over the next couple months, but right now it is in Magic Kingdom, so that you shouldn't have to do anything to actually link that up anymore.
Well, that's interesting. So if you have your Magic Band on, in theory, you just walk on, you ride the ride.
And it should be there.
When you get home.
That's a little too technical for me. That's a little creepy.
I know.
It's kind of cool.
I know. I think it's interesting. I wonder if it's going to actually work.
Yeah, that seems to be the theme of new technology lately. Is it going
to work? Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's technology. You don't know. Half the time it might work, half the time it might not. I would definitely still check and make sure it's there.
Yeah, until they get it. But I guess they have an RFID reader somewhere in the ride when you're going up the hill with the flash bulbs there, and it just scans everybody.
What if you have your arm in some obscure place, though?
The rules say you're supposed
to have your hands, arms, legs, and feet inside the ride at all times.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing Grad Night. They stopped doing Grad Night.
Who knows what people do on those rides?
It's very true.
You never know.
It'd be interesting.
Think about all the crazy things people do on Tower of Terror for pictures.
Yeah. And Splash Mountain.
Yeah, Splash Mountain's big for that, too.
Like, is it going to be able to read it through my poncho on Splash Mountain? That's the bigger question.
Yeah, that's just I think that'll work.
Do you wear a poncho on Splash Mountain?
I absolutely wear a poncho on Splash Mountain. I hate getting wet. It makes me cranky.
Lauren, or Amber, is the same way. She
don't like getting
dance. She got so grumpy when I accidentally took her on a water ride.
Yep,
well, she doesn't want to walk around the park wet all day.
She's like, you better have new clothes for me. in your backpack, or you're going to go buy me an outfit right now. She's like, I can't walk like this.
She needs to do the poncho like I do. Everybody makes fun of me, but I get off that ride. Everybody else is soaked. I am dry as a bone.
Okay.
Have you ever ridden Cali River Rapids with a poncho?
No, I don't do that one. You get too wet on it.
I haven't that's the only ride or one of the only rides I've never been on, because every time I'm in there, I'm like, I don't want to get wet.
Yeah.
And so I still haven't ridden it, and I need to ride it just because I need to check it off the list.
We're going to be going in November. We'll throw you in there in November.
There you go.
It'll be nice and cold.
Yeah, Yvette and I rode it, and we barely got wet. So I was dry within probably 40 minutes.
Very cool.
That's not bad.
But the people across from us, however, I don't think those people were dry the next day.
Yeah.
It is a soaker.
It's a Russian roulette on those raft rides, depending on how it turns around and who gets it.
Yes.
You never know.
Especially which way it comes down the hill.
Yep.
Okay. Next one, we're going to go to Chris. You've got a couple topics to choose from. This is not Sharpie.
Okay, so starting on November 5th, as you know, in years past, Disney has lit up the castle with, it's usually a show with Fairy Godmother for the holiday season. Fairy Godmother comes out at sort of like 6:30 at night usually, and they light the castle light. She asks the audience to, you know, cheer her on and help her decorate the castle for Cinderella. This year, they've decided to change it because everything's gone frozen. So there's going to be a short show beforehand with Anna and Elsa and I think, what's the guy's name?
Hans?
Kristoff.
Kristoff.
Yeah. Kristoff are going to put on a little show, and then Elsa will go ahead and light the castle.
And I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm excited about that too. So I think, when are we going to see that? We'll see that like mid-November. So we'll have more details on that. I think it should be cute.
It's like each park has their own small frozen thing now. So Hollywood Studios still has theirs.
Huh? Not Animal Kingdom.
Well, that's true. Animal Kingdom has no frozen going on there.
I know. And you know what? I mean, what about that reindeer? That'd be the perfect place for him.
Mm. Sven?
Yes.
Oh, you could feed him carrots.
Yeah, it'd be exciting.
Maybe they'll put him up in Rafiki's Planet Watch.
Reindeer coming to Animal Kingdom.
They could have some reindeer in a little sled set up out there for Christmas. They haven't
That'd
done
be
that
cute.
Yet. Yeah. A little Olaf little thing, little village. That would be cute. Although I'm kind of over the frozen thing and it's just started.
Are you kidding? God. How is it possible that you're over it?
It's just.
Did you guys see on Facebook someone's got
a
frozen drinking game for Halloween? Every time Elsa comes to your door. Every time you get an Elsa,
well,
you drink.
Would be known as the night that half of America got drunk.
Well, yep. My daughter is actually going as Elsa, of course. And she's really upset because she's got a ton of hair and she can't get the wig that I got her on. So we're going to, I don't know. That's going to be a challenge Friday night.
You know what was creative? Because your daughter has very dark hair. There was an Elsa today at the preschool. And she had dark hair, and she simply braided her own hair and got white spray paint. Not spray paint, but the hairspray.
Oh, I was going to say,
a good idea.
Holy cow.
No, not spray paint. No.
You need Lisa to braid her hair for you, though.
You know what? Yeah. I do a pretty good Elsa hairdo.
I don't know, because I'm already getting the complaints whenever I do her hair that, oh, Miss Lisa. So I don't know that I need that kind of.
I complain when people do my hair, too, and I say Miss Lisa does my hair better.
Exactly. I think that I might just braid her hair, and I kind of like that idea. Except Lisa, you know, then I'd have to wash it.
Oh no, with shampoo?
I know, right?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of Anna's and Elsa's this Halloween. We saw just at the little preschool Halloween parade they had today, like 8 Elsa's at least.
Oh my goodness. Were there any Anna's?
I
saw a couple Anna's. Oh my gosh, I saw the cutest little Olaf. I took pictures. And
was it a little boy dressed like Olaf?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
Oh, there were some really cute kids. I'm like, Steve, we need another one. He's like, no, we don't.
Steve, you don't have a match set yet. You don't have a boy.
Yeah, we don't need any more. I'm done.
when we were in at the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, I think every other kid was either Anna or Elsa.
Yeah,
like every other kid.
Yeah, they have a home run.
Yeah.
So, and at least
the funny
not,
thing is, Disney isn't used to this level of character stardom.
Yeah.
They haven't had any really big characters in quite a few years. So it's been interesting to watch the meet and greets and all that stuff grow and adapt to meet fan demand.
Sharpie, who would you say was the last phenomenon?
I would probably say Belle.
I don't even know. The problem was, is Disney.
I don't know. Toy Story was pretty big.
Yeah. Mm. But they never capitalized on any of them.
Mm-mm.
That's the thing. I mean, before. And everyone talks about, like, the Little Mermaid ride. I mean, it was like 20-some years later they finally build the Little Mermaid ride at Magic Kingdom. They just never really act on them as quickly as they have finally in Frozen.
They seem to be doing a lot more of capitalizing on things like that now. Like, look at all the nighttime shows, like all the different little extra things you can do now, the $100 here, $100 there.
Yep.
They seem to be capitalizing on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And wasn't it the case when Toy Story came out that Disney was just the distributor of the Pixar film?
Yeah, they were. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
So what's next, Lisa?
We're going to swing over to Sharpie.
And then we're going to take a trip to Disney Springs.
Woohoo! What is Disney Springs?
Disney Springs, formerly known as Downtown Disney, formerly known as the Disney Artists Village, right? Something
the village.
The Disney Village.
So it is the latest and greatest rebirth of the Downtown Disney or shopping area. They are undergoing a multi-year and multi-million-dollar renovation of the entire area. If you visited Walt Disney World recently, you've noticed the parking for Downtown Disney. There is now a lot of across-the-street parking at Downtown Disney while the parking garage is under construction. And the Hyperion Wharf was a thing of the past. It was going to be what Paradise Island was turned into. But now there is the latest incarnation, and that is Disney Springs. And they're letting little breadcrumbs out one at a time about what is going to be at Disney Springs. And the latest release was two new restaurants. And it's really interesting to say that they're not restaurants in the traditional sense of a restaurant. They're really experiences. And for the first one, it is a very familiar name to anyone who watches TV and is familiar with Iron Chef America. And that is a restaurant that is going to be labeled with Chef Masaharu Morimoto from Iron Chef. And
I'm
it is
glad
going
to pronounce that one.
Yes, I practiced a little bit on that one. But it is going to be a lot of pan Asian restaurant. And it'll feature like several different exhibition kitchens. So you're not going to have like one kitchen. And then there's also going to be a lot of experiences. Like you'll be able to watch them carve Peking duck. Pretty interesting.
You know, I'm just worried for all the puns that are going to start spewing out of your mouth any second.
I'm afraid that if I released too many that you'd all quack up.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah. So no. I promise. I promise. I will leave the. I will check the puns at the door. So that restaurant specifically is going to be pretty interesting. The name of the restaurant will be Morimoto Asia, and it's going to feature waterside seating, terraces, a grand hall, a cocktail lounge. So tons of things that are. That are smaller, miniature experiences within the restaurant instead of your traditional sit-down restaurant. Now, the other restaurant, the name will be Boathouse, The Boathouse, and that's going to be more of an upscale waterfront dining, and that's going to be rather interesting because you're going to be able to take guided tours aboard a captain's piloted 40-foot Italian water taxi with champagne, chocolate-covered strawberries. So pretty interesting. In addition to the restaurant, so you're going to have that experience right at the door of the restaurant, and then you're going to have the restaurant itself. It's gonna feature your traditional kind of surf and turf menu in more of an American style. And the Boathouse is gonna be opening in spring of 2015. They haven't released an opening date yet for Morimoto Asia, so that's gonna be interesting. And a really cool thing about the Boathouse, though, going back to that for just a second, is that it's gonna be open until 2 a.m.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so you're looking at a little bit more nightlife coming back to Downtown Disney, Pleasure Island former, with Disney Springs. And it's actually, the Boathouse is from the creators of the same creative group that did the Rainforest Cafe, T-Rex, and Yak and Yeti. So you're going to really be looking at more of an immersive dining experience at the site of the former former Pleasure Island area. So it's gonna be pretty exciting. I really think Downtown Disney needs more experiential type things.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they've taken, you know, the way the Pleasure Island was set up before and the way the Disney Village was set up before is it's all on the water, but they never really took advantage of it because it was all facing in.
Right.
And so now, because I love when I travel, and you can't really do it here a lot in the U.S., to be able to just sit outside and
enjoy. Mr. World Traveler.
I know, and I don't travel a lot. But when I go...
Steve the Globe.
I like to go to places where you can, like, sit outside in a nice little courtyard or be on the water or do something and not sit outside and look at a parking lot. So it's nice that they are going to take advantage of all those water views and, you know, they do a really good job at night with all the lighting. And there was something in, I think, one of those articles about maybe some weird floating artwork. It'll be interesting to see what they do with that as well. And then I think I read somewhere, but I can't remember, that they have some other type of boat excursion or something that starts on the land and goes into the water, type of 20-minute tour of some kind.
So yeah, it's going to be like an amphicar.
Yeah. So I wonder if that's
kind of like a duck duck experience, which is going to be interesting.
Yeah, like I know in Boston or something, they have the ducks that, you know, drive around town and then they go right into the water. So I wonder if it's something like that as well.
Yeah, they're saying it's going to be about a 20-minute tour around Disney Springs. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see what grows out of that and what the demand is for that.
I think having some activity in the lake is going to have people sticking around longer just to hang out and relax.
Yeah.
I think people will go. I'm going to call it Downtown Disney for a while. It'll take a while.
I'm still calling Hollywood Studios MGM, so don't feel bad.
It's Epcot Center to me. So, but I think people will want to hang out.
It looks like it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still haven't been to the co-op area over there, but everyone says it's cool. And
me neither. I'll do that in December.
Yeah, they have really cool merchandise.
The thing with Downtown Disney has always been there was nothing to keep you there.
Right.
Like, if you weren't shopping, there wasn't much going on at Downtown Disney.
Or eating.
Yeah, that's true. If you weren't eating or shopping or walking the entire length of it. I mean, the whole Pleasure Island thing was huge because it was a major attraction for young adults.
It's almost another park.
Exactly.
Yeah. I kind of miss that.
I do too. And Disney wants us to stress that Downtown Disney is a great place to go, maybe on the day of arrival or departure when you can't actually go into the park for a full day, or you don't want to buy that extra day of tickets or whatever. And they don't offer as much to do down there. You can go and shop and you can go and eat. It's a nice place to hang out. And occasionally they have the choirs and the bands from the different schools come by. But hopefully they'll get some more entertainment going.
Yeah.
I loved the comedy club. Now I'm reminiscing.
Me too.
Mannequins, just different places. Fireworks had the best cheese fries.
What was the 70s one?
Oh, they had the
dance place. I used to love that one.
Well, it used to be called the Cage, and then they turned it into a 70s
A-Trax.
A-Trax. Yeah.
A-Trax.
Yeah.
That was you know, around when I was in my 20s. So I enjoyed that one before children.
BC.
BC.
Yep.
So, hey, I have a question for you on Pan-Asian. What exactly is Pan-Asian cuisine?
It's Asian food you cook in a pan.
Wow. That sounds exciting.
No, it's just Asian food that...
that clears it up for me.
Because it's normally... How is it normally cooked?
On a rock. Don't you know anything?
I don't know.
No, Pan-Asian just is encompasses like different elements from different Asian cuisine. So like... You know, a lot of ingredients are sort of typical all across Asia. So maybe they draw upon, you know, something from Thailand and they mix that up with something from Vietnam and, you know, or maybe they're doing pot stickers with something really non-traditional, something like that. So people love Pan-Asian food. It's very accessible. So,
yum.
Yeah, I'm excited about
that. Yeah, we're going to have to try that next year.
Try and stop us. Okay, so we're going to go from Downtown Disney, Disney Springs, over to Disney Cruise Line. And just, was it today? I believe it was today. Just today, Disney released the new itineraries for early 2016. And it's going to include some new ports, and I'm kind of excited. They added...
Me too.
Yes. They added Tortola and Martinique. And I think I'm more excited about Tortola.
Me too.
Yeah. Martinique is fine and it's lovely and very tropical, but I'm excited about Tortola because it's just magical or majestic, I should say. Magical is a very special word.
But, yeah, I'm excited about that one too.
Tortola is going to be one of the ports of call when you're on the Disney Fantasy and on the Magic, and those are going to be out of Port Canaveral. And you're also going to have stops at Disney's private island, Castaway Key, and St. Thomas. So that's the general area you're going to be in. Oh, I love it. But some of the excursions, you're going to be able to do the swim with dolphins. You'll have all the historic things. It's old country, you've got the ruins. I like the spices. I still have, was it nutmeg? I think it was.
Yeah, probably.
We bought nutmeg, nuts. I don't know what they are, seeds, nuts, but
it's
whole form. And then they give you this little tiny, grater. And it's literally an inch by half an inch. And it was so stinking cute, like a keychain or something. And so you just take the little nut and you rub it against there and you get your fresh nutmeg. I think it was nutmeg. But the cabinet smelled like it forever. Probably still does. But anyway, you're going to have your spices. They've got national parks out there. Just beautiful landscape. You've got your water activities. Very cool. But that's going to be part of the Eastern Caribbean itineraries out of Port Canaveral. And then Martinique is going to be on the Southern Caribbean itinerary, and that's going to sail out of San Juan. San Juan's not my favorite. I personally think it's expensive to get there, but it gets you further south in the Caribbean to some amazing places.
I do love the Southern Caribbean itineraries.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so the southern itinerary is going to include Barbados, Grenada, Antigua, and St. Kitts, along with Martinique. And that'll be on the Wonder out of San Juan.
Yeah. We've gotten some cheap flights before out of San Juan. You just have to hit them just right. It's been a while.
Well, you'd almost have to hit your flight before you booked your cruise.
Yeah, because for us, it's easy to go out of Port Canaveral because we can just drive and you get rid of them.
Well, even Miami.
Yeah, or we'll even do a 12-hour drive to Miami to avoid the flight cost. But you can't do that out of Puerto Rico.
No.
No choice.
Adds a whole other layer of planning necessary.
But you have a lot of natural things to check out, a lot of tours that are going to take you through the volcanic landmarks. You'll have the rainforests and the waterfalls and fun things like that that's just natural and kind of a hiking type experience. I'm sure they're going to take you by taxi, though.
And they're only doing 4 of those 7-night Southern Caribbean sailings.
Yeah, so they're very limited.
Book soon, book quickly.
Book often.
Book often. There you go. Great. Yeah. Great thinking, Lisa.
And you can actually book with Sharpie. If you want, Chris Sharps or Lauren or Chris Wood. You can't book with Steve or Lisa.
Mm. You can call us, though, and we'll hook you up with one of them.
Yeah, and we could set you up with one of them. We have one of the other Pixies at Pixie Vacations.
And if you don't like any of the three of us.
Yes.
Yeah, if you don't like any of these guys, go over to the pixievacations.com website, and we've got a list of agents, and you can pick the personality that you like the best.
Yeah, and they'll take care of it for you.
All right, so let's see. Let's go back to Lauren.
I'm kind of really sad about this. We're going to be saying goodbye to the Sorcerer's Hat in Hollywood Studios.
Sad?
Yes. I love that thing.
Oh, my God.
I hate that they always block it with the stage, but I just feel like it's very iconic in that park at this point.
Do you know the hat? Do you know the when the hat came and all of that?
The hat's... It hasn't been there the whole time. I know that. I don't remember when it came, though.
Okay,
it's got to be 15 years at least, right?
Steve has a story to tell, apparently.
Well, no. I mean, here's the thing. If you're like one of the fans that were there when the park originally opened, then there, you know the park without the hat. But the hat has been there for so long that there's a lot of people that are like, oh, my God, they're taking away the hat. But the hat was never actually there. But it's been there for so long that some people are... attached to it. So
I'm very originally, attached to it.
Yeah, originally the view down Main Street was of Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the way it should be. Sorry, Lauren.
Great movie ride.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
No, also, I am not going to miss it. I've never gotten attached to that. I think it's in the way of the theater. And
well, it was purposely put there to block the theater, I have to think.
Well, they needed an icon.
Well, there was an icon. It was the theater.
Well, it wasn't a good enough icon. It wasn't basic enough.
Well, the icon was actually the water tower, wasn't it?
And that's a whole other story.
You know what's funny, though? I bought a Christmas ornament. I always buy one for each year that I'm there. And I bought a 2014 Christmas ornament, and it was one that had the icons of all 4 parks.
Yep.
And when I got home, I was looking at it, and it was the day after they announced this. And I'm like, I'll be darned. The hat's not in it. It's the water tower.
Well, Well, the water tower. The water tower was.
It was the water. The hat was not part of the 4. It was the water tower.
It was originally. It was the water tower. It was the earful tower, which was like the weirdest symbol to ever have for a park, and it was like not the center of attention when you walk down Main Street or Hollywood Boulevard or any like in any of those. You walk into Epcot, you see the ball. You walk down Main Street, you see the castle. And then you walk down Hollywood Studios and off in the distance somewhere, not even in the shot, is some water tower.
The earful tower.
So I don't know why they didn't do the Chinese theater unless it was some copyright issue of some kind.
And that is exactly the problem.
Yeah, so that's why I think they didn't use the Chinese theater. So then they went to the hat and they started using that and stuff.
But remember when the hat had Mickey with the wand?
Oh, I don't even...
Was that there? No, that was Epcot.
No, that was Epcot.
Yeah, that was at Epcot.
But so they did this giant hat, which obstructed the view. And I always think, like, they spend their most money when they open a park. So they have everything planned out. They have the Chinese theater. And then they kind of do these little extras later on that don't seem to fit. So I'm kind of glad they're taking it back to the original and getting rid of the hat. But,
well, then there's the whole other rumor that Hollywood Studios will go by the wayside in favor of Disney's Hollywood Adventure.
Yeah,
there's a rumor that they're going to change the name.
That's the rumor.
Well, it's not a working studio.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing is correct. Changed. So if the name changes, I don't know. It took me forever. I was like, MGM just rolled off the tongue, and I was it took me so long to say Disney Hollywood Studios.
Even Hollywood Studios.
It just sounded awful, and now I'm used to it. So I guess I'll be used to Disney Hollywood.
We'll be calling it Hollywood Studios for the next, 20 years.
Yes. Say Disney Springs.
Yeah, and then
Disney Hollywood Adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of name changes.
But they're doing a lot.
And
they're
there's a lot of changes going on in Hollywood Studios. They're also closing down Jack Sparrow.
Yep.
Yep.
Which I think is... a good idea, because I never thought that was really any good.
It's a little obscure.
Well, yeah. I think that they could have and should have done more with it. The one room that they have is fantastic, but it's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a quick, hey, we got an empty soundstage. Let's put something.
Who was
in
it? Was it you or was it Chris that thought it was live?
It was live.
Oh, it was you.
It was Jack Sparrow. He came to our event, our thing. He looked at
we
me.
We both thought it was live.
He pointed at me.
Thank you, Chris, for your admission.
Yeah, I mean, we both did. I don't know why. Maybe we both have vision problems. Or maybe we're the only ones who got it.
We're the only ones that still believe in the magic,
Chris. I know, exactly.
Oh, don't go there.
You guys are like Peter Pan.
You guys are far superior.
We are.
I'm rolling up my pants legs, folks. Getting deep in here this evening.
Yes, it is. Well, it was like we were just there on Road Soren, and like a big dork, I have to put little blinders on the sides of my eyes so I can get immersed into the...
Without the feet hanging in
right,
my face.
And yeah, the feet, and then just people next to me. I've got to get those blinders on.
Get out of my fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty much. I'm like, don't talk to me.
Be quiet. All these Crocs and flip-flops are ruining my...
Yeah.
My flight over California.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm happy to see the hat go, and I'm happy to see...
I'm okay with the hat going. I'm a little
is
happy.
Like this is my idea of them taking Hollywood's, that whole street back to the way it's originally was, and... going more of a California Adventure feel, like in the park at in Disney,
which
California.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, and then maybe really doing a really cool Star Wars land, because if they get rid of the backstage tour and they...
That's gone already.
Yeah, there's a lot of... They're starting to really... And then the... American Idol. They're going to start having a lot of room to do some really cool stuff with.
You know, it's interesting.
Yeah, but think about it, though, over the next year.
Oh, it's going
to
be.
That's going to be a park that there's not going to be really much to do there.
Oh, no, it's going to be horrible for. It's going to be like California Adventure. It was like a couple years of nothing but walls and construction.
Yeah.
You know, oddly enough, Steve is wearing his Walt Disney World t-shirt that has the icons on it. And it's got the Tree of Life, the Cinderella Castle, big golf ball, and the hat.
Oh, it has the hat. It does have the hat.
It does. He's looking
They've
at himself.
They've always had the hat, but now all of a sudden it's back to that water tower thing.
It's got the hat with a Mickey hand with stars. 1989.
It's when it opened.
Is when it opened, according to my shirt.
Which is kind of ironic, because you would think that Tower of Terror would be a better...
Well, that yeah, they didn't have that
hallmark,
built,
because it's visible.
Yeah.
All over the area.
Yeah, but you that know, came later. That wasn't when it opened.
If they're going to change the name and they're changing what the park is all about, it's interesting that they're not calling it Florida Adventure just to parallel California Adventure. I don't like the sounds of it.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it, but yeah. They could.
Florida Adventure.
They've got the Grand Floridian and the Grand Californian. They parallel other things.
You can still wrestle some gators.
You can go wrestle some gators.
What's up next, Lisa?
Let's see. Now we're going to jump to Chris Wood. You're up again.
All right. So the new trend at Disney seems to be extra activities that you can, you know, you pay a little bit of money for and kind of, you know, enhance your experience, so to speak. And so, you know, we saw the Frozen Nighttime Spectacular where you could do the dessert party, you could do the private viewing area and things like that for fireworks over the summer. And the latest thing they've come up with is this called Late Nights Live, and it's on Thursday nights only at Epcot, and it starts at 9:45 and it goes to 1, and it's basically their version of a street party, and for $79 per person, and this is in addition to your park admission, you get food and drinks and you know, can dance and hang out. So it sounds kind of fun. You know, maybe a once in a lifetime kind of thing, not a once a month kind of thing.
But it's only during.
Yeah, they have live music and they have a DJ, and it's just during food and wine.
Is it like World Showcase, like two or three countries kind of spread out type?
No, it's not. It's just it's just in a small area. I think from the start of where you go into World Showcase to the UK Pavilion, which is kind of frankly not unexpected considering that's such a popular destination for people to go and drink and hang out.
All right. So you probably can go from the UK to the beginning of World Showcase. So Canada, UK, and that.
Right. Exactly.
Area. And then between there, you can kind of hang out, drink. That'd be kind of fun. That's what I originally thought the other thing was going to be more like.
Yes, exactly.
But for $80, that's like, I don't know, that's like a high price point.
That's a lot of money.
That's a big
for $40. $40, I'm there. $80, mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh.
But you get six food items or something. I'm not really clear on it. I haven't seen anyone review it yet. So, you know, we'll find out about it at some point. I think if it's successful, it'll definitely continue.
And how much time?
9:45 to 1. So it's, you know, it's
not even a good amount of time. Yeah.
That's a good amount, yeah. But.
So are they going to reroute traffic out of that area?
Probably.
Well,
yeah, they probably have to.
Well,
that's going to be inconvenient.
Well, the park closes at what, 9?
Yeah, it usually closes at 9, but then Illuminations is at 9:30 a lot of times, right?
No, it's usually 9 o'clock. Close, 9 o'clock Illuminations. Oh, okay.
So it's like right after Illuminations. So that area is pretty empty, and they might, I don't know. They must have figured out a good time where there's not a lot of people that are still walking through there.
I'm sure Disney's got it all figured out.
Oh, I'm sure.
They always do.
$80, I could go, there's a lot of things I could do for $80 for dinner.
You could get yourself a Big Mac and a Diet Coke and just sit around in your house, right?
I could. And then,
in
yeah,
front of your computer.
And save
and a
$76.
Bunch of, yeah, and I could just roll around in the singles. $76.
I bet you would,
with my, too. Eating my Big Mac.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why a Big Mac came to mind because I've actually never seen you eat a Big Mac.
Do they still have those like crowns that you can get that at
that's at Burger King?
Oh, that's at Burger King. Yeah, so I'd have to get like a, I don't even know what
Steve
they have
wants
there.
A crown.
A Whopper.
Whopper.
A Whopper.
That yeah, you can get a Whopper, a Steve. Mac. Or you could get a Whopper Jr. for like $1.
And listen you know to it to, while, or I, eat it while listening to your transistor radio.
You know how to party, Griswold.
Or I could get an ounce of fish eggs
don't
over at Victoria and Albert's.
Yeah, you could do that too.
I don't think you could.
I probably couldn't. I probably need to double that.
I've never had a Big Mac.
You've never had a Big Mac?
No.
I don't think I have either.
No. I haven't either.
And I've never had a bologna sandwich.
It's just too much on the Big Mac.
I've done the bologna sandwich when I was a kid.
Yeah, that sounds awful too.
A bologna sandwich is terrible, but I could absolutely eat a Big Mac on occasion. I can't eat the whole thing, but, you know, they're kind of fun. You got to expand your horizons and have a Big Mac.
Eesh.
I don't know.
I had one once.
Steve, don't even act like you don't eat crap.
I eat crap, but I don't eat a Big Mac.
Yes.
I don't even remember the last time I had a burger at McDonald's, because the last time I had like just a regular cheeseburger, and it was just absolutely
for me, it was last December.
It tasted like salt. That's what it tasted like.
I don't really care for their food, but, you know, I mean, it happens. I don't know.
Well,
Where did we eat on the way down? Zaxby's. Y'all hated that.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. Was not a fan.
I promised never to stop there again.
With us.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
She's not cutting off her Zaxby supply, though.
Yeah. I have a test for Lauren.
Uh-oh.
You know the Big Mac song? Steve's going to roll his eyes at me. You've got to know the Big Mac song with all the ingredients.
Everybody knows the Big Mac song.
Oh, two pickles. I don't know. Lettuce.
It's two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's
I know, right?
Two
seriously.
All beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
It's been around forever. Maybe they don't have television in West Virginia when you were growing up.
Well, actually, I think I was either 8 or 10 before we actually got cable. Before that, we had like 3 channels. Yeah, I'm not
just
not
just
Sharpie.
Think about all the not just kidding. Think about all the bad stuff you weren't exposed to because of that.
The A team.
That's why I'm such a wholesome person now.
Elf.
Exactly.
Yeah, you missed
Steve
Elf.
Loves Elf.
Bosom Buddies.
Do you really?
Oh yeah, we love. Yeah, I had
Golden
an Elf.
What's wrong with you?
Golden Girls, just for Jesse.
You don't even have an excuse of having been a child while Elf was on. What is your problem? It'd be one thing if you were like 5 when it was popular.
All right,
Chris Sharps. Chris Sharps, do you know who the Hamburglar is?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, I do know. Because there was a great, like one of the very earliest McDonald's with a play place in Charleston, West Virginia. It was in the east end of town. And yeah, my grandmother lived near there, and we would go to McDonald's and go to the low level play place. We're talking like things that you crawl through on the ground. There was none of this like two aerial story play place.
Yeah.
This was like crawling through the pine nugget mulch through hamburgers. Yeah. And I do remember the Hamburglar was stolen from the drive through.
That was a popular thing that got stolen a lot.
Yeah. So I do remember. Okay, and I remember Mayor McCheese.
I was just going to quiz you. Who's the purple guy? Who's the purple guy?
Grimace.
Very good.
Yep. I do. Yeah. See, I remember all that good stuff. Oh, good. And I also remember when, and to look at McDonald's today, it baffles me to think this. When McDonald's used to, like, part of their business was hosting children's birthday parties.
I was just going to say that.
They still do that.
Yeah, but now like they're all like fancy and high end and upscale. And it's like that's not like kids' birthday party territory.
Yeah, you were pretty cool if you had your party at McDonald's.
That's become like Chick-fil-A's shtick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's interesting.
All right, we digressed.
How those trends change. we do.
It's just our nature.
Trip down memory lane.
Yeah. We'll have a whole show on, I don't know, retro food. Lauren, you had one more news story.
Yep, I did. I actually just saw it tonight. Adventures by Disney has been recognized in the 21st Annual World Travel Awards as the North America's leading tour operator by travel and tourism professionals worldwide.
That's pretty cool accolade.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, Lauren, give me a 30-second description of what Adventures by Disney is.
Adventures by Disney is Disney's answer basically to small group tours, and they have them basically all over the world. And they do have quite a few now in the United States that look actually pretty amazing. They're private tours. They usually have small groups of maybe 20 people. Some are adult only, some are families. And they really kind of take you in depth into the area you're going into. So you really kind of get that personal touch basically on the tours.
Yeah, you're going to have groups that go up to 40 people. But group size, we've heard of some as low as like 9 people in a group.
Mm-hmm.
And
13.
Yeah. And that's just luck and happenstance.
And they sell out very quickly.
They do.
Yeah, they're very popular. They have a very high repeat client.
And they have that brand new long weekend in Nashville for all of those
country
fans out there. It really does. That like I'm not a huge country music fan. I know, very odd growing up in West Virginia, but that would be very cool to experience that and see the cradle of country music.
So it's pretty cool travel. If you've got any questions about it, you can go to adventuresbydisney.com, or you can shoot us a note on Facebook or to our comments at mousechat.net email, and we'll answer any questions that you've got. Takes a certain kind of person to go on an Adventures by Disney trip.
Yeah. I'm dying to do the one in Wyoming.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one I want to do.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
I'd like to do... I can't even begin to tell you the ones I want to do because I want to do them all.
Germany,
actually, there's some pretty cool stories about Germany. I would like to do Germany.
Yeah,
that one.
I would love to do that one.
The thing that would keep me away from that is the food. And I'm sure they'd accommodate me, but I can't do funny food that I'm not familiar with.
You don't like the Wiener Schnitzel?
No.
Little bratwurst?
No. Yet? Is that right?
Got me. No.
Or is that
sausage?
Russian?
I've heard it's the worst.
Sorry, it's the worst. I got it.
I figured you'd get that link, Lisa.
Yeah, link. Mm-hmm. You're such a ham.
Oh, you two, we're cutting you off. That's it. No more.
But on Adventures by Disney, for anyone who has ever been afraid of world travel, Disney does it with white glove service.
They hold your hand.
Start to finish, absolute white glove service. So if you've ever been afraid to travel the world, if you've ever wanted to take, like, say, for instance, your family's originally from Italy, and you've always wanted, like, an authentic Italian experience with your family, Adventures by Disney is the go.
Well, and they do some great things with the kids, too. Like, they'll take the kids and kind of separate the kids out and do something specific with the kids that is going to keep them like engaged. Intrigued mm-hmm. and engaged, and they'll do something different with the adults. And you'll all be in the same area, but they're just doing something different with the kids, so they're entertained. It's pretty good.
Specifically with the one of the Italy itineraries, while the adults are at a vineyard, the kids are off making authentic Italian pizza. I just think that's so cool. So
yeah, they have two. I think they're the only tour company that has two adventure guides that go with you, so that allows them to kind of split it up and have an actual dedicated guide for the kids, which is really nice.
Yeah, you typically have 40 people in one guide, and Adventures by Disney does 40 people in two guides. And that's a maximum. Like I said, it can vary. But a lot of their adventures, their itineraries sell out, and it's a top-notch product.
A lot of people don't know about Adventures by Disney.
You know what? Maybe we should do a show on Adventures by Disney to let people know about what they can expect on the different adventures. And that's not a bad idea, because we talk about Disney World all the time. We've talked about Disneyland after going there. Oh, I guess we have to have the prerequisite of going on an ABD adventure.
Mm.
So maybe we should do that, and then we'll get back to you guys.
I think that's...
I'll take one for the team.
Yeah, I think we'll have to make this a Mouse Chat expense, and we'll just all go. I'm kidding, like, guys. Don't pack your bags just yet.
I'm packed. I packed already. We're done.
No. I know Lauren's ready to go.
Lauren's ready to leave.
She's got one foot out the door.
Wait, I still haven't unpacked for my last trip. It's very easy to pack again.
Yeah. Just take it out of the suitcase, wash it, and put it back.
Yep. The way it goes. All right, so we need to end it right about here. All right, Steve wants me to wrap up, so I'm going to grab the show, wrap it up right here. I'd like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, you can go to itunes.com or you can go to mousechat.net. Download them there. If you have comments or questions for us, you can write to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thank you so much for listening and putting up with our shenanigans. Please join us again next time on Mousetrap.